Chapter 3. From caveat emptor to caveat venditor. What do people really think of sales? To find out, I turned to an effective and often underused methodology. I asked them. As part of the What Do You Do at Work survey, I posed the following question to respondents. When you think of sales or selling, what's the first word that comes to mind? The most common answer was money. And the 10 most frequent responses included words like pitch, marketing, and persuasion. But when I combed through the list and removed the nouns, most of which were value-neutral synonyms for selling, and focused instead on the adjectives and interjections, an interesting picture emerged. Adjectives and interjections can reveal people's attitudes, since they often contain an emotional component that nouns lack. And the emotions elicited by sales or selling carry an unmistakable flavor. Of the 25 most offered words, only 5 have a positive valence: necessary, challenging, fun, essential, and important. The remainder are all negative. These negative words assemble into 2 camps. A few reflect people's discomfort with selling, words like tough, difficult, hard, painful. But most reflect their distaste. Words like pushy and aggressive figure prominently, along with a batch of adjectives that suggest deception: slimy, smarmy, sleazy, dishonest, manipulative, and fake. This adjective test, a linguistic MRI of our brains contemplating sales, captures a common view. Selling makes many of us uncomfortable and even a bit disgusted, which is why we saw words like ick, yuck, and ugh, in part because we believe that the practice of selling revolves around duplicity, dissembling, and double dealing. To probe people's impressions further, I asked a related question, one better suited to visual thinkers. When you think of sales or selling, what's the first picture that comes to mind? Respondents had to describe their picture in 5 or fewer words. To my surprise,